This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, well.
I'm jumping in, Dean, because I'm not a fan of Dadbot.
Ironically, I think you are. It just depends on the person's nationality.
No, look, I don't mind the body type. I dislike the song. I wouldn't normally talk trash about our music here, but...
Why are you then?
Let's drop that one.
Let's just move on. Speaking of a Dadbot, well, let's welcome our two... They're anything but a Dadbot. Between the two of them, there may be a limp wrist. Please give it up.
A limp wrist or four.
Fabulous. Yeah. Well, yes. The fabulous Jamie and Justin. Yeah.
Lovely to see you guys. Jamie,
wow.
You play that horn so well. I didn't even use your lips.
Just farted. Yeah. Yes, you're fabulous musicians, artists, singers, gorgeous ones. Welcome. Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, and Jamie.
Oh, yeah,
I'm here as well.
He's fine.
I'm too busy drinking a martini to worry about this interview.
Oh, I hear about that. Now, you are both performing as a part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, which is on right now.
It's pronounced cabaret.
You're both wrong. It's pronounced cabernet, okay? So, I think I would know.
This is a triple act we need to make a show of. Someone start writing the script right now for He's Every Trio.
Oh, my gosh. We will tell you what we're working on next, shortly.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, you are performing He's Every Woman as a part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. It's the 10th year of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. No, I've got it. Cabaret Festival. That's right. The 10th year of it, and you guys are bringing... Now, this went around Australia at the start of the year, and it was so good. The Chapel just had to have it back, I see.
They needed it. They were
because there was no other homosexual singing female song cabarets.
Dean, did you just publicly out me? Is that what?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, it's true. I'm gay. Surprise.
Oh, my God. I just spilt my martini. Yeah. So sorry.
What? I know. It's a shock.
You know what? We can even say that we're award winning because we took the show to Perth and we won a Best Cabaret Weekly Award and we were shortlisted for the Best Cabaret in the whole festival.
I was looking for a cheer.
I was like, I don't understand why you just hit me with that whip. But
I was looking for a cheer. I'm sorry.
I whipped my hair back
and
forth.
That's fantastic. I mean, it is an absolutely fantastic show. We had you in the live lounge last time, Justin. Singing a bit of a song. Today we decided we're going to mix things a little bit up. Also, because you have your show opening this week, you've got to save those lovely pipes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We're 2 days away.
Let's just our listeners know what He's Every Woman about. It's not just an excuse for Justin to wear heels because he does it all the time.
He is so comfortable in heels for someone who doesn't wear them on a daily basis.
I know.
He
can run
basically
them.
Yeah, he calls them his running heels.
Oh,
I don't know if you noticed that.
Bryce tells Howard.
He actually called them his running heels on national television recently, and it was a little trending hashtag
for a
second.
That's right.
There.
You were on The Voice.
I was on The Voice.
Where's the whip crack? Oh, yeah. We missed out.
I love that you're worried about us publicly outing you when your appearance on The Voice, I think, did a plenty good job.
Your appearance on The Voice did certainly, you know,
it was mild.
Certainly it was mild. I've seen you with a lot more highlighter under those cheeks.
a lot more
highlighter.
He didn't do his own makeup. That was the thing. You know, they treated us like rock stars. I was there with him for the filming, and what a wonderful process it was to go through, and they treat you very well.
Is it really nerve-wracking because you just kind of... Are you just thrown out onto the stage?
Are you asking me? I wasn't even on.
Yeah, I was asking Justin. You were just there, you know, in the background. But in my mind, I'm like, they just kind of go, and you're on the stage and out you go. Mm. Yeah, that's what it looks like, but you never know with TV. Is that what it's like?
There's a big process behind it, but that part is pretty much
that's what they
true.
Say to all the boys.
Yeah. Story of my life, big process behind it. No, but basically on that day, we go into a hold and then get pushed out onto stage. You know, it's kind of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
and you're
on. Did you
ever feel like tripping any of the other people up as they were trying to stagger out or anything like
constantly,
that?
Constantly.
Oh, my gosh. Can
there
I tell
are actually
you?
Hundreds and hundreds more
people waiting
people
to
waiting
be tripped.
To, yeah, that to go on. And I was like,
but can I say, like, you didn't see, a lot of stuff was happening off camera, of course, and you didn't see that before Justin came out. They go over the stage because it's a big kind of mirror stage, right? And they go over it sort of with a mop and a...
Wait, so you can see yourself in the stage?
It's really
gorgeous.
Yeah,
I know. I I can't believe that
Why
I
was
looking
look at
up.
Them?
No,
like,
when I just
be like, down at hello, myself. You're so beautiful.
Because you get that under the chin sort of. Anyway, but no, just before Justin went out, Guy Sebastian slipped over on the stage.
Oh,
and it was a huge big, oh, whoa, the audience went into uproar.
That attention-seeking guy.
But they're like,
where do we begin?
They're like, oh my goodness, not the talent. That's what they sort of, oh, hang on. What?
But my God, isn't he handsome?
Wow, and he actually lifted Justin off the stage at the end of the number.
Yeah.
I think if you saw it on TV.
I got
and,
to slide down.
Well, you can look on you can look on YouTube right now. We've got, not on YouTube, you look at the Mad Wednesday social medias.
Oh, yes.
We've got the video up there already.
Oh, wow.
Because you guys
we're
are all
like,
over
you
it.
Know, we're all over it all.
I don't think we've got the time slot for language like I slid down his body.
Well, I mean, that was that. That was the voice. That was the voice. But we're actually here to talk about He's Every Woman, a part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival. But why talk when we can listen?
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
We're going to play now a section of the show. This is Proud Mary as a part of He's Every Woman. Let's have a listen.
I think every now and again people like to hear something from us that's nice and easy.
Oh, nice and easy, huh? Wasn't that your name in prison? You know, here's the thing, Justin. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. Oh, no, I like it nice and rough.
Oh, don't you, though? Well, why don't we take the start of this song and do it nice and easy?
Oh, yeah, and then we'll finish the song nice and rough. Do you want me to do the low part, or do you want to do the low part?
Oh, maybe I'll do the low part. Well, you know what? You just you start singing, and I'll see how I feel.
All right. I was an alto in high school.
Nobody cares!
Left a good job in the city. Ooh! Working for the men every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleeping, worried about the way that things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, burning. Brown Mary keep on burning, burning.
We're rolling,
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 rolling out the beat.
You know what? It's not working for me. It's I can't do the low part. Okay. You know what? I'm going to do the high part. I'll be Tina, you be Ike.
Okay, it works.
Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis. Pumped a lot of tang down in New Orleans. But I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on the riverboat queen. Big wheel keep on turning. Keep on burning, and we're rolling,
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 rolling on the river.
And we're rolling, rolling, rolling,
rolling,
rolling on the river.
Benny Taylor. City, working for the men every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleep, worrying about the way that things might have been.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling, rolling, rolling down the river. Yeah, we're rolling, rolling, rolling down the river.
Find some people who live. You don't have to worry if you got no money. People on the river are having kids.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Yeah, we're rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
That was Proud Mary as a part of He's Every Woman that's performing this week as a part
Friday and Saturday
Melbourne Cabaret Festival.
Yeah.
Speaking of the two people singing in that performance, they're here with us right now. It's Justin Carlson and Jamie Burgess. Hi.
Hello, it's me, Justin.
And it's me, Jamie. I have an accent because I'm from New Zealand. I think we sound uncannily like
Do you know what's really entertaining is even though they have a scripted show, this madness happens with them on stage as well.
That's all that it is.
The show is pretty loose sometimes, guys, depending on how much alcohol we've had before we do it. No, that's
not at all. Not at all. It is a show paying tribute to lots of amazing female performers by two amazing male performers, quite frankly.
Who's your favourite diva?
Like Michael Dalton.
Yeah.
Oh, Dolly Diamond.
I have to say that. I'm contractually obligated.
You know, we did the 10th anniversary gala last night at Melbourne Cabaret Festival. And Dolly was the MC. And my gosh.
She never MC'd before. It must have been her first time.
It was, poor little girl. Very scared.
I actually got to accompany her on the piano this time around. So it was really fun for me. I got to be up close and personal with Dolly Diamond.
And how was that? Who's more demanding, Justin or Dolly?
Stupid question.
Hang on.
Of course it's me. Come on, guys.
Hang on. Let's just go into a secret room and I'll tell you, Dean.
Okay.
Justin.
Guys, that is very exciting stuff. Of course, Friday and Saturday night, here's Every Woman at Chapel of Chapel. But you have other exciting things coming up, don't you?
Oh my gosh, well, we love to work on new things.
Yeah.
And who doesn't? So this is actually going to be the last time we do the show in Melbourne City.
That's right.
Because we need to get working on the next project.
What's coming up?
We want to do a tribute to all of the male singers that we grew up with.
He's every man?
Yeah, the male. What do you call a male diva?
A Devo.
Michael
Dalton. Damn it.
I only know because he's not listening to it that I can get away with it every time.
Oh, the phone's going.
Tell him about the podcast. No one.
We want to do a tribute to all of the amazing male singers we grew up with as well. So the George Michael and the John Farnham. Especially the John Farnham, because Justin sounds so great doing all of his stuff.
Stephen Valeri.
And Phil Collins.
Oh my gosh, and Stephen Valeri is very good.
Yeah, he just finished his John Farnham Cabaret Festival show.
And of course, and it went really well, so we love Stephen and he's such
But we want to keep that love going to He's Every Woman as a part of the Melbourne Cabaret Festival at Chapel Off Chapel this week on Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
So where can people get tickets?
Go online to Chapel Off Chapel or to melbournecabaret.com and the show's at 8:15. It'll be done by 9:15. You can have dinner after the show or before.
Just head to our social media right now and it's all there as well because we've got ticket links because they're the kind of folks we are.
And you put some videos and things up on there as well. Thank you for that. We made a really crazy video the other night, which I think
We put that up as well. That crazy one of the backstage secret things. I'm like, that was very interesting.
Pre-show secrets.
But we can't wait to come and see you guys. We're going to come and see you on Friday night. Can't wait to see it in all your diva glory. Thank you for coming and joining us on Joy today.
We love you so much.
And since you slid down Guy Sebastian during The Voice, why not go out with some Guy Sebastian right now?
I love it.
This is Choir, also known as Chwar. Bye, Guy Sebastian, on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.